Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, The Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, ace. All right, it's 6:25. Let's keep moving. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing products. So you're never, even on a hot, sweaty, muggy-ass day, you're going to be cool and refreshed, man, with that Bud Distributing. I tell you what.
I tell you what. I got a two Bud, you know, the tall boys. I got a Bud Light Platinum, and I got a Bud Light Lime for the wife in the fridge. When I feel better, we're going to drink those.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, no. That's it. They're ice cold. So let's kick it off. Major League Baseball yesterday, or last night, I should say. Padres beating the Cubs 9-4. Tigers and the White Sox are both off. Tonight, there are some games. Mariners going to be Detroit playing the Tigers 7-10. Blue Jays going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox at 8-10. And the Cubs going to be in San Diego playing the Padres at 10 o'clock. NHL, Canadians beating the Jets 3-2 in overtime. The Islanders beat the Bruins 5-4 last night. Tonight, Lightning going to be in Carolina playing the Hurricanes 6:30. Golden Knights, your old Vegas team, which we love, going to be in Colorado playing the Avalanche at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I've heard of the Avalanche. They're good. That's a good team.
Avalanche.
Good team.
Can't roll my R's, but I can see. All right, let's get over to the NBA. There's some games that caught a little bit of it last night. I tuned to a game, and this game's over with. The Nets beating the Bucks. Dude, the Bucks got smoked last night, 125-86. There was one point when it turned
out. 125-86?
Yeah. Yeah, it was the one I wanted to watch, and I turned it on for a second. I'm like, damn, dude, it's not even a game.
I kind of thought the Bucks would do all right, but when you look at, we've talked about this. If you want to talk about a team that literally just stacked themselves, you got on the Nets, you have James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Blake Griffin is like the bottom. He's on the bottom of that.
He kills it. That team is stacked.
Dude, unbelievable.
When you have Giannis. Giannis is just amazing, dude. He's an amazing basketball. But it just proves you can't do it by yourself anymore.
No. Well, not when you got a team stacked up like that. See, back in the day, that's why the Bulls were so dominant, really, during their prime, because eventually they did get stacked. I mean, they were five deep, on a team.
They were stacked, but more so they played together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was kind of a combination of both. Whereas now, like, these days, you can stack a team, but you got to figure out how to play as a team, because it feels like every time you stack a team, everybody wants the ball. It's like playing with, like, four superstars at the YMCA. Everybody shoots it when they get it, you know?
Here's a question. Did you see in this game if Tyler Johnson, their point guard, was in?
Mm-mm.
I think he's obviously their backup point guard, but this guy... Well, in his one picture, he's missing one of his front teeth, like his front like main one, and he's got like the dirtiest Amish beard I have ever seen in my life. Just
I love it when he dress up a little bit like that.
Yeah, 6'4", goofy looking white guy. Like, what are you? What the hell?
It's kind of like Anthony Davis not shaving his unibrow.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's like you know people have said, you know, hey. You can just take a razor to that thing. You know, but it's kind of a staple.
It's his thing, man. It's his thing. I guess his weird ass thing.
After a while, I just got to accept it because, damn it, every time I looked at it, I'm like, dude, you're on TV, man.
As his teammate, I'd pin him down and shave it. Right. I would be like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Scaring all the chicks away.
At night. You are, though. Come on, man. Anyway, the Clippers going to be in Utah tonight at 10 o'clock. Hawks going to be in Philadelphia at 7:30. Also, another score from last night. Suns beating the Nugs, man. 122-105.
The Sun roasted those Nugs, man.
Nugs, man. They made them grow, and then they roasted them, man.
That's stupid.
So stupid. We have to talk about this. This is crazy, man. Pro football news. I'm sure you've heard over the weekend, superstar wide receiver Julio Jones traded from the Atlanta Falcons to the Tennessee Titans. This is crazy because the trade was set in motion a couple weeks ago. When Shannon Sharp, come on, Skip, he called Jones while hosting the show Undisputed on FS1. During the call, Jones admitted he wanted to trade. Problem was, Jones reportedly had no clue that he was on live television during the conversation. Jones and Sharp are friends, but at least they're friends now. So they on-air ambush, but damn, dude. Come on, Julio. You're talking to Shannon Sharp, who's on there with Skip.
Yeah.
You don't think you're on TV, bro?
So, wait. Was this, like, during the taping of the show? Is that what I'm getting from this?
I believe so, because I didn't see it. But I know Shannon Sharp does a podcast after. So maybe he thought he was on the podcast. But still, you know, it's going to be broadcasted.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, you don't go on Zoom with Sharp when he's all dressed up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, maybe Julio Jones is just saying that now. Like, oh, I know, just to kind of save his ass.
Yeah. The problem is, though, is that that doesn't usually pan out because it's like, well, why'd you say it in the first place? It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? So
right. Right.
I don't know. They do have off the record. You can say, look, this is off the record, man. But
you would know, too. And Shannon would say that. I don't know. I think it's just a big, hey, I'm going to help you out here. We're gonna get this over the air. And then you can blame it on me.
Yeah.
You can blame it on me, Shannon.
Come on now, Shannon.
You can blame it out on me now. You can do that now. You can do that. All right, that's all I got for sports this morning.
Good enough for me, man. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Boy, I'm super happy right now. I'm in a great mood.
Aren't you great? Look, we got cut off, apparently. That's why I got a bunch of text messages. Hey, bye. I heard Atari, then nothing.
Doing a top-rate morning show, and it just cuts out on us. You know, it was awesome that it blew the transmitter.
No, it wasn't so awesome it blew the transmitter. No, it was God cutting us off. That's what it was.
These guys suck.
God, that's enough.
And if anyone wonders why I'm in a bad mood, it's because we have so much to do this week. And every time something flubs up, it throws off my trajectory of the schedule that I have.
And you're trying to talk about my vagina. What about yours? You're the one that you're not even,
you know,
look at you.
You've been part of the problem, Hunter, starting yesterday. You kicked off my Monday horribly. I swear to God, I'm going to smother you with a pillow.
You know,
I swear to God.
What would you do without me for 2 days?
I'm going to hold you under the water until the bubbles stop. I swear to God, if you don't shut up. Anyway, let's say,
Jesus.
Well, long story, let's wrap up what we were, Atari is coming back, and I was going to talk about asparagus curing your hangover. We'll finish that in the 9 o'clock hour, all right?
You
just wait for that. Right now, though, we got to get to sports. Let's do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light so you can drink and deal with your friends who pretend to be sick and driving.
Shut up.
Shut up, dude. All right.
Here we go. You know, I got some scores, but hell with them. Let's just get right to the stories, man. Pro football. Talked about this earlier. Over the weekend, superstar wide receiver Julio Jones traded from the Falcons to the Titans. The trade was set in motion a couple weeks ago when Shannon Sharp. Come on, Skip.
Come on now, Skip. Don't say that, Skip.
He called Jones while hosting the show Undisputed on FS1, which you guys probably seen. During the call, Jones admitted he was wanted a trade. Problem was, Jones reportedly had no clue that he was on live television during the conversation. Jones and Sharp, obviously friends, at least they were friends until this.
Yeah.
Come on, Julio. Come on, you're talking to Skip.
Come on now, Skip.
You're talking to Shannon. Come on now, Skip. Of course you're going to be on Undisputed. What do you think? When he's in that suit and tie, when you see Shannon Sharp about to burst out of his suit.
None of his suits.
That means you're probably on a show somewhere.
I think more breaking news is the fact that we haven't seen Shannon Sharp.
Dude, at least one button pop.
It's just one button pop. You know what I want to see happen? I want to see Shannon just slightly move and a button pop off and blast through Skip Bayless's head.
Dude, that thing is painted on. That is a painted on suit.
I want to see Shannon Sharp's button just pink mist Skip Bayless's head, all right? Just and then the news report is that's – and then the next day on sports, Hunter and I are talking.
What happened?
And you go, did you hear what happened to Skip Bayless? One of Shannon Sharp's buttons busts off of his jacket and literally blew his head clean off his body.
Come on, Skip. What happened to you, Skip? What happened?
Yeah, they're going to be in an argument, And Shannon's going to get worked up because Skip is going to say something stupid, and this is what's going to happen. You're going to hear
a button's
going to pop, and boom, Skip Bayless, dead. That's the sound of Shannon Sharpe's button.
Sharpe's top button.
Popping off, and Skip Bayless is dead. And you just see him. There'll be a little button-sized hole on his forehead, and then the back of his head just blown out. Just blown out.
All right. We know you don't like Skip. In a million years, it would never happen.
It could happen. It could happen. All right. Come on now, Skip.
Dream.
Boom. Dead. Dead. Because of a button through his old head.
Good Lord, man. All right. Moving on. Basketball. Before you go any deeper into that nonsense.
Oh, sorry. One more. Jesus. All the buttons popped. All the buttons.
All right. Basketball news. Hey, let me take a sip before I get into this.
Yeah, get into it. Yep.
According to a new study, LeBron James, the most hated basketball player in America, based on messages being posted on Twitter, James is the most hated player in 24 states. Coming in second was Kyrie Irving, which I could have guessed.
Yeah.
Who's the most hated in 18 states. James Harden, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and Paul George also made the list. It's like all the best basketball players, basically.
Like anything. I mean, it's like anything. It's what Tom Brady is hated. Aaron Rodgers is hated. Jeff Gordon was hated. Whenever people are good, it's like, man.
You know what, though? After this series, though, LeBron, dude, I'm telling you, people are pissed. Dude, he was like the last one. Like, so the last 3 minutes of the game that he lost, you know, in game six.
Mm-hmm.
He was like the last one down the court a few times. Just like you could tell, like he was just not really like whatever.
Kind of lollygagging around.
Just trying to get the game over with. Dude, people do not like that. Especially when you already have kind of a stigma on you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like he was starting to come back a little bit. Hey, by the way, real quick. I don't know why I'm admitting this because nobody would actually remember, but... Remember when I had an opinion what's going to happen with LeBron James going to win the championship, then Space Jam comes out, then he retires.
Yeah, which, again,
that's
I know
out
I, gave,
the window.
I gave you a lot of
wrong.
I gave you a lot of crap about that, but all in all, it could have happened, but could've with the happened. Way this all fell apart, man, oh, man.
I mean, that was a pretty close prediction. I predicted that, what, 2-3 years ago?
Yeah.
I was calling it. I was like, LeBron James going to win the championship, like 2021, 2022. Space Jam's going to come out, and then boom, he's going to retire. Nope, he's going to come back because he lost. Damn it. Anyway, most hated player in the NBA at the moment, LeBron James. It's because you flop too much, man. You don't get hit. There's a thing called slow motion now these days. You can tell when you don't even get touched and flop backwards.
Yeah.
People aren't going to like you. Just saying, so there you go. That's us raining this morning on sports. That's all I got, Brock.
Good enough for me, man. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back. Brock and